Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global, live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. One appearance outside would make it feel like, Bill, could you give the breakers an update on the drought after last night, please?
Drought's over. Wow.
Per one report so far on the YouTube chat from Bolt, loyal listener Bolt, says 1.25 inches of rain he recorded last night. I don't have any updates beyond that. If anybody else has updates on rain, we'll take them.
No, wait a second. How much was it?
He said 1.25 inches in northeast Lincoln.
We got that much rain last night?
What did he say?
Well, I think there was two little versions. I missed the first version. But help me out. Sugar was up. She had to go to the vet yesterday. She had a little bit of ear infection situation.
Oh God!
Going on, more of a yeah. So
how do you know what was she doing?
When she shakes her head all the time, okay. She just shakes her head all the time with her ears, and she'll scratch at them. So we got her ears cleaned out, and we got some drops.
Okay, good.
But the vet said that she would probably be up a little bit, and so last night she was just uncomfortable, and so she was constantly waking me up, just kind of letting me know, hey, I don't feel that great.
Uh oh.
So then me and Sugar moved to the couch.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay, so this was borderline ordeal.
Yes, and then, but the second wave of this storm, where it was thunder and lightning at roughly 3:45.
Oh, unaware.
And the first one, Jake says, was at 2 o'clock.
All I know is I woke up to a very loud boom, and I went to sleep after that. But
like a sonic boom.
It felt like it at 2 o'clock. Anyone else heard that around 2, let me know. I checked my phone briefly. I think it said 2 o'clock, but it was loud. And then I didn't wake up for the rest of it until the alarm clock.
Did you sleep next to your phone?
Yeah, right next to it.
So do I do.
It's on silent. It's not loud like a psycho.
Well, I wasn't suggesting you're a psycho.
No one said you're a psycho. Okay. Now we got really sensitive.
Yes, the phone's right next to my bed, but I don't. I just check the time.
1.25
per bowl. I see 1.1 from somebody else.
Okay. It's a solid rain.
It started
right
too.
It was.
Yeah.
I think I believe that it started earlier. It seems like it started early. 10. Maybe not.
I don't think it was raining at 10.
I don't think there was anything going on.
No. I think it was after midnight the rain began.
Yeah. 100%. 10 o'clock.
What about lightning?
It's done now.
No. Tell you one thing. How do you like that sunshine outside? None.
Oh, God. Hey.
Bill's getting so happy over
Jake
here.
Jake told me he could tee off a while back at 5:15 a.m. No, you're not doing it now.
I think there was...
Imagine hitting a drive right now, Jake, trying to find that ball.
I think it was early June. I was walking down the sidewalk. It was 5:45. I said, I could golf right now. Nope.
That's over.
We are trending toward Bill Bush territory every single day.
Darkness and cold. I was expecting much more brisk weather this morning. It was still 75 degrees. It was not. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I
was some brisk weather. Did not get brisk weather.
No, not really. No, but the high's in the 70s, so it's not going to go up much. I don't. We'll see.
I think the rest of the week is pretty solid. We survived the heat wave. I think
it got bad yesterday.
It did. It was not good. It was very warm. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the week is probably low 80s, high 70s. So we've made it through. We've survived.
Got an incredible text photo sent to me from Bud Seinhorst.
Oh.
A pious grad.
We know Bud.
Yeah. Bud? A pious grad.
Wait a second. Bud's a pious grad. Okay.
He went to good friends with Larry, who runs the entire National Guard for the country. And but he sent it to me from, guess where? Utah. And he's at the mill in Lehigh. Because he heard the show talking about Footloose, and that's where the show was filmed.
Oh.
He was in Utah, and they drove to Lehigh, which is just north of I'm drawing a blank here right now, of Provo, and got a photo by the mill. That's where Kevin Bacon was working. During the movie.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Also during that
Laura
movie.
Watched.
Yes. The Laura watched the entire movie. Also in that movie, there's a scene where they're riding motorcycles, and there's a girl riding a motorcycle. She was on the motorcycle by herself. It's kind of a dirt bike, and she had on a nice outfit, and she had a sweater tied around her neck. And I thought right away, that was something you don't see a lot.
That's an odd look.
You don't see a lot. You guys going to get on the motorcycle?
Yep.
Yeah. Let me grab a sweater. I'll tie it around my neck.
Around my neck. Very nice. Yeah. You look very nice.
It was very nice.
On
a Kawasaki 175 XL.
I don't quite get that one.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
You don't see that.
You don't see that very much.
No.
Something you don't see. But anyway, Bud, that was very
Thank
nice.
Thank you, Bud.
Yeah, it was very nice of him to send that photo. It made my day. All of a sudden, it was like Footloose. And he's listening, and he's in Utah, and they made a trip.
Bud, did you say he's a pious grad?
Yeah, he's a pious grad. Absolutely.
You're firmly entrenched in the pious world.
No, I'm just I'm kind of all around. Just trying
firmly
to,
entrenched. Yes.
Gigi goes to East.
Oh,
that's true.
Yes,
a little different school there.
My bad.
Are they rivals?
Two daughters,
I don't know
Sydney
if they're rivals.
Olivia both went to pious. So yes.
Okay, so
yes.
Entrenched.
Yes.
East.
Yes. I don't really know if you consider Pius and East rivals in town.
No, I don't think they.
Because Pius because
no,
it's Class A and Class B any given year.
No, Jake. Yeah.
East is always Class A.
I've
I mean, they're on the same road. They're only a half mile from each other.
It's kind of crazy. Yeah, that's right there, Seacrest. Yes.
But I don't think they're rivals. I don't.
I would agree with that.
No.
You'd know.
I'd say no. That'd be a no.
I mean, I should know.
Yeah, you are the Lincoln expert over here.
Nah.
Yes.
No.
Maybe not a high school expert, but Lincoln expert.
If anybody else has any other Footloose information or photos, please send those in to me. I'd appreciate that.
I am enjoying the confirmation that several people saying they heard the loud boom around 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Also in the morning, so I'm not
I
crazy.
Missed that.
I missed it completely.
I see Cam and Lincoln say, yep, big boom at 2. Kennedy says boom at 2 a.m. or so.
Wow.
So I told you, woke me up, and then that was it. That's all I heard from the storm last night.
That can be a south-north discussion, though, right? I mean, if it's the over on your side, it might not be on my side.
That's true.
Where you and Bolt live as neighbors.
But Bolt hear the boom at 2? That's the big question.
Bolt,
your neighbors, apparently, then we know.
In.
No,
yes.
That would help. Could be a
please
south Lincoln thing.
Yes. I didn't hear, and I thought the rain started, the lightning I know started early. Maybe it didn't start raining, but I bet the lightning started at 10. God, you always look like I'm nuts, but I
don't. Mark and Eagle says there's a 0.75 inches at Woodland Hills Golf Course where somebody says they're going to a tee time right there at Woodland Hills at 6:32 this morning. Could be a little soggy, Boone.
Boone.
Boone's going to play some golf this morning at 6:32.
Okay, attack the greens.
It looks a little
soft
dark,
greens,
Boone.
Attack them.
You need some lightness the next 25 minutes to play.
Tell him to attack the greens.
Good idea.
Go pin seeking.
Yes.
Pin seeking today, Boone.
Pin seeking.
Yep. Go for the pins.
I'm listening to the nomenclature because I was criticized by a breaker for not knowing golf terms and saying things like, did you hit a ground ball? You're not supposed to
say
that.
What do you say?
He just said you're not. He said you sound inept when you're talking.
Sounds
about
like a
golf.
Baseball term.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I was like, really? What's the term for it? What
maybe
is
a
it?
Worm burner? Possibly.
Oh, okay. Worm burner.
Worm burner.
Yeah.
Topped it. You know.
Topped it.
Top one, yeah.
But you can top it.
The cool kids would say worm burner, I think.
You can top it without hitting the ground ball, right?
Not really.
I mean,
it'd be really hard.
The top,
it'd be really hard, yeah.
The top goes nowhere. It's usually on the ground. Or just.
Can't you top it and hit one that's just kind of a, you know, it's.
No.
It goes like that.
Yeah, it might go straight up and down. Yeah.
You have a little bit of that.
It could have a little bit of elevation, but it goes about 10 to 20 yards total for a top.
Can't you hit one? Can't you top one that goes like 100 yards, but it's really low in the trajectory?
Mm, a pro would top at 100 yards, maybe. Yeah. Like for me, a top's going 20 to 40 yards.
Anyway. Let's go over Jake's scores from Monday.
No,
hole by hole.
I shot well Monday.
Yes.
I'm not doing that. But it was
How about
a good
the pistol?
Night.
We go over the pistol again?
Pistol was good. I had a good time with the pistol. That was fun.
My town.
Montgomery Gentry.
Montgomery Gentry.
My town.
Great song.
The Beatrice Breakers texted me that day and said they liked the choice of song that day. I said, that was a good choice.
How did Beatrice has become the hub of the show? Because Jake Sorensen has brought
that
to the table.
We have Pender.
Table.
We have Get Pender with listeners.
There's a lot of Pender listeners.
Columbus has shown up on the text line. It's all three towns are represented here very well.
Beatrice, though, has really hit its stride.
I don't have any family in Columbus anymore, though. You know that.
But you have supporters in Columbus.
Very few.
You have fans.
Very few.
Fans, maybe some friends in Columbus, possibly. Family's gone, but.
Very few. But yeah, I would live in Lincoln. And I just don't get back there anymore.
I get back there 15 times as much as you. I whip through Columbus all the time.
You're way more there than I am. You know it better.
Tell you what,
than
that construction on that bridge is a lot too.
Oh, which God. Bridge? I saw that. That is
which bridge?
The Loop River bridge, right there by the pool.
Really?
Yes.
That's a project.
It's getting
right
all
there.
Redone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all redone.
That's a really.
Yeah, you should go back and just look at that. That is quite a disaster right
They're
now. But
doing
it's a project.
That Loop River Bridge.
It's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
I don't think it's been redone forever. Wow. Legendary bridge.
Legendary bridge. Agree.
I suppose so.
What else? What else?
Anything else? Idle chit chat. Yes.
Come on. There's got to be
a
lot.
That's it. I got nothing really.
One more weather
related
chit chat.
Nothing much happened. My life was pretty mundane yesterday.
As was I. Mine was incredibly.
In the first 12 minutes, we've heard nomenclature and mundane on the show. That's some big words for us for a Wednesday morning.
Especially for me.
I'm pretty sure I've never used in my lifetime the word nomenclature. I know what it is. I'm glad you said it. I've never.
I'm not even sure.
Unless I was repeating it.
I didn't remember even saying it.
On my own,
you
said the word
right
nomenclature. He said the word nomenclature.
This happened in the last 5 minutes. Yes. I didn't even hear it.
I'm not sure I used it right.
He said regarding golf terminology, something about nomenclature.
I was criticized for my nomenclature.
Which I know I've never said that word on my own in any sentence ever.
I'll look it up and make sure it was right. I think it was used correctly. Nomenclature definition.
Hang on.
I got it.
He's a man of many words.
Yes.
Don't be indignant about it. I'm just asking.
Ooh, word of the day already?
Indignant.
Indignant.
And what's the word again, Jay?
Maybe too many words.
I don't like to portray myself as an expert.
And, well, questionable pronunciation at times.
Graham Mertz.
There's plenty of players like Thor Thormundsson.
Thorbjornsson.
Yeah, that guy.
It's time for Steve Sipple's Word of the Day on Early Break.
The word of the day was nomenclature. Do you have the description yet?
Yeah,
definition
I think
yet?
It's right. I think we're all right. The term, there's a couple definitions that probably apply. The term or terms applied to someone or something, right? That'd be right. I used incorrect nomenclature.
Okay.
Or the body or system of names in a particular field. Yeah, that was right.
It's a word I never, ever would use. So thank you for the definition for that.
Yeah, sure.
I feel better now.
Sure,
that.
Tops mundane, that's for sure.
Mundane's a great word, Bill. Come on.
I mean, most people's lives are relatively mundane. If you just really get down to it.
Agreed.
It is. I mean, you go to work on a Tuesday, and you don't usually parachute or anything crazy, you know? You just go to work and do your thing and do your family stuff. And
go home.
Maybe go to Planet.
Do some hygiene. General hygiene.
That counts. Yes. That counts.
Brush your teeth.
Yes, you have to do hygiene.
Yeah, you do.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just that's generally what it is. Now, Jake seems like that. His life is not quite as mundane.
No,
as
his
it way, can be.
He was in the pistol.
Yeah. It wasn't the pistol.
He's yeah. always in something.
He's always in something.
He's in Sioux City.
He's Sioux City a lot.
Yeah,
he's in Sioux City a lot.
At a casino at 3 a.m.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. I mean, yeah. The chance of, like I said, of you and me at a casino at 3 a.m. is that it's zero.
It's zero.
And here's the problem.
Only if there's
being,
an emergency.
And the chance of seeing Jake that'll happen four to six times next year is 100%.
Yes. I have an invite for that exact same thing this weekend. I'm not doing this. I cannot be at the casino at 2 in the morning again. It's killing me. Like I was dead for 4 days after that. I was so tired.
You shot weapons. Remember that?
We did.
They shot weapons.
The very next day. Oh, yes. The day before that.
They did.
They got weapons out. Yes.
They shot guns, played golf, shotgun beers.
I can't, you know, that was a lot of fun, but I don't know if I could do that again.
Hold on, you're trying to do another guy weeks later. This is insane. I've never heard of this.
That's not mundane.
You're doing that once a month, that is incredible.
No.
That would be like once every 9 years, and Jake's like, well, it's, you know what it is.
Not even.
It's the first of the month, so we head to Sioux City.
This Friday is Taylor's brother-in-law's birthday. He said, hey, you want to come up? And play some golf. I said, I know what that means. That means we're up until 3 a.m. at the casino. Yeah. I don't know if I can do that right now. I'm still recovering from that. Was late June.
Yeah.
Still recovering from that.
And the amount of stuff, Jake, if you put every day in this road, just a journal or a log of what we did and what Jake did throughout a year, it would be the most.
It'd be depressing.
You could write a book on Jake and then ours wouldn't even get like a side note.
No, it wouldn't.
I don't know if I agree with you. You guys have pretty interesting lives.
In a sense.
I went to Wings and Rings last night. Told Sip there. Is that interesting?
He went to Wings and Rings. What are the odds of seeing me at Wings and Rings last night?
I did not know it was trivia night. I knew it was trivia night. So we knew Sunday was National Chicken Fingers Day across the country. Yesterday was National Chicken Wings Day.
Oh, so it was cheaper than hell.
That's 40% off wings, all wings, not just smoked wings as well.
When you get your bill, it's like, it's practically free.
And I feel validated by what I said once, that why even go for five wings? Mm-hmm. I ate 10 with no problem at all. So I got to six. I'm like, how could you stop at five wings? Why go? You get 10. If you don't finish 10,
you
take them
home. Did you go solely because it was Wing Day, Wing Day?
Yeah, we went. Well, I love Wings and Rings. It's a good client of ours.
It's a great
place. But I thought, hey, that's 40% off wings. It's a pretty good deal. Let's go take Scotland. She can have some grilled chicken wing or chicken tenders.
She has some broccoli.
She had broccoli and grilled chicken and milk. And we had wings. And it was great.
She had broccoli. I didn't know they had broccoli there.
Yeah, broccoli. Yeah, they do. You should get it.
I couldn't imagine my wife, Laura, looking at me going, what are you about going to get wings? I'd just be...
You should tell us...
Zero chance.
20% off.
No, I love Wings and Rings. My point is, anything, or she just said like that. What do you think we had downtown? Let's go to the Tam O'Shanter quick and get some fries. No. I mean, it's just everything's a no.
We go there so often, I didn't even say it. We went Monday. We were there Monday. But we go every week, no matter what, and sometimes twice a week. And I love it. I love that place.
I will say,
I don't like it.
Was,
I love it.
It was pretty busy. I'd say 85 to 90% full around 7 o'clock.
Yeah, Trivia Night's fun. It's fun to listen to. I've never partook, but it's fun to listen to. I usually could get all the answers. I'm not joking. But
all of them?
Yes. I mean,
I wouldn't get one.
Yes, you would. They're really easy.
There was a question about.
Trust me, you would.
There was a question about Fiddler on the Roof. I've heard in passing. I said
that would have been hard.
Isaac Stern. I think that was the answer. I've never heard anything about that name in my entire life, so I would never have.
Trivia is
a
big deal, and the other thing that is shockingly popular is karaoke.
Yeah.
I mean, the people, when they show up, I mean, they're very serious about it. And sometimes it's like the waitress will tell us, see that group over there? They're here every week. And there's like nine of them. And sometimes they filibuster.
Karaoke.
They filibuster the microphone.
Oh, that's
and they
not
have
good.
10 requests between all of them.
All of a sudden, it's like.
That's not good.
And but they're serious about it. They have selected their. It's not like, I don't know, I'll try a song.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper,
It opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Like, they know their songs. They've got them written down. They know what they're going to go with. I mean, it's serious.
It's kind of nice, though, in a way. Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah.
I lived that life in my 20s. I had karaoke.
See, once again, one but, right there. Have you ever sang karaoke, Phil? Steve?
Yeah, I did with Phillips.
What's that?
Well, I mean, I would get... not
with
karaoke.
Lawrence Phillips?
No, with Paul.
Oh, Paul.
Paul would back you on this. I used to sing a thorough good song at the Watering Hole.
I'd love to have seen that.
No, it wasn't that big of a deal.
I was
I was good at it, though. It was good.
If there's going to be
bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Yeah.
Change the lock on my back door.
Yeah.
Now the key don't fit no more. So move it on over. Slide it on over.
You want to do a reprise of that?
Nope.
Here? Okay.
I just kind of did. So
I've had kind of a, talk about one of those, oh, wow, oh, no's, oh, that sucks. I had one of those last night. I saw.
Oh, wow.
Where
oh, no, on, that sucks.
On, oh, yeah. All, it hit me at one time. Just like, oh, wow.
Oh, no, that sucks.
Right away. And Paul Phillips is playing August 8th. When we're going to be Sunshine Band.
Where's he playing that, Bill?
He's playing at that. There's a bar out by the sand pits out there some weekend.
Oh,
some whatever it is. There's a little bar or a restaurant out there.
Tough kind
Paul of... Phillips is playing.
Phillips is still playing.
He's still playing. I'd love to have...
He's
Jake,
probably our age.
Jake, do you know who Paul Phillips
no,
is?
No.
He's a one-man band that owned Lincoln for 30 years.
Watering Hole.
You brought him up before in the show.
He'd play Watering Hole as the main thing. Then he would also play Sandy's. But it would be nothing to be like, well, what's going on down there? Paul Phillips is playing.
Yeah, we're going down.
Going down.
Every Thursday we went down.
Also,
I'd say for 2 years every
He's
Thursday.
Also one of those super awkward people because you think that he really knows you because he's so nice. But you know, it's that when you walk in, Paul, my man! And he's like, he knows 7,000 people.
He does.
And so...
He does.
I always thought, Paul... I don't think Paul had any idea who I was.
He probably did.
This is going to freak you out because I'm seeing a text now and a picture here from Eric and Hickman. It says, Wesleyan grad and Watering Hole star Paul Phillips was at Woodland Hills golfing on Saturday. A lot of breakers were there with him.
Incredible.
Wesleyan,
is there a
right?
chance, is there an outside chance that Paul Phillips listens to the show?
Chime in.
If we could have Paul on the show, that would be remarkable.
Wait a second. He's a Wesleyan grad.
That's news to me.
That's what Eric and Hickman says.
I talked to him before me. We're at Sam's, and I run into him in Sam's Club before me and Laura got married. And
you ran into
Paul Phillips, yeah. He was getting ribs. He was getting ribs at Sam's Club, and we had an amazing conversation. Yes.
He knows you. I mean, I know him. I know Paul. I bet I've talked to him in 20 years probably, but... Wow.
One man bands.
Eric claims that Paul does listen to the show.
This is remarkable.
If Paul Phillips listens
Paul,
to the show.
Paul, shout out.
Where have you been?
He's
Please
on
stop
he's
by.
On, Paul Phillips would be on, it'd be, who's your Mount Rushmore of Lincoln? It's Mel Maines, one. Paul Phillips would be on the Mount Rushmore
for
me.
Yeah, this is dangerous territory to go into.
I haven't thought
the Shimmick in the conversation?
Yeah.
Shimmick's in the conversation.
I don't know if you put 2-10-11.
2-10-11 is strong. I'm
going to
push back on 2-10-11. Right, Shimmick, don't take that personal.
Yeah.
You're in the conversation.
You're in the conversation. But it's Mel Maines. If you just say we're going to pick one, it's Mel.
Who else, though?
So the
who else?
If you talked about the... So for me, those two are on.
I don't want to... I'd be like Jim Abel. Is that...
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, it'd be a huge one.
That'd be in the conversation. Yes. I don't want to name too many people because there's a danger.
I've never really thought. This popped up in my head.
Rushmore of Lincoln.
Right now, I have two.
Yeah, you don't want to just make it all media. Mel's probably the media guy.
Well,
Paul would be entertainment.
Entertainment.
Though.
Yeah, I mean, you could go right now, Maines, Abel, Paul and one other, like Ellen Bousalas.
Could be.
It's pretty solid.
You didn't know that. That was former mayor.
I'm very well aware. I told you I went through that whole thing. We were at, what year did she win it?
This is the 80s or 70s.
Was it Bousalas?
Help us.
Help us, yeah. I'm Help trying to us. Think of that.
I'm going to say 70s, 80s, early 80s. And
yes, very well aware.
Yes.
So maybe it is Bousalas.
Maybe it's Bousalas.
There has to be a lot of text coming in on who the Mount Rushmore
Lincoln
is.
No, that's not Katrinka. Katrinka's weighing
Trinka.
In. Yeah, Katrinka's weighing in on this. She had a word of the day, too, but we cannot.
I use that word of the day. We talked about Katrinka.
Nope.
Sometimes
we're not doing that, Katrinka. My God, clean it up. Clean it up, young lady.
Someone says Paul played in their wedding in 1993. Amazing time.
Think about that. He played in their wedding in 93, and he'll be in Ashland on August 8th.
That's,
so that does that that puts you enough said. Enough said as far as the Mount Rushmore.
Oh my God.
And it wasn't like 93 was his first year.
No, I was going to see him in 89.
Exactly.
That's when I was singing Thorough Good. We were both pretty young.
No, like I said, absolutely. I grew up when I was at Wesleyan. We saw him numerous times. That was like
80s.
That was in the 80s.
Yeah, 80s.
Yeah, so, and he's still playing right now. So, Paul, if you're listening, please shoot us a text. He might be a podcaster, which means he catches us later.
Good point.
Paul.
Good morning, and thanks for listening if you are indeed listening, Paul.
Paul's listening. God, that's amazing. Last he's thing, really listening. It's amazing.
Before move on, but last thing. Back
We're
to,
no
the, back to the bridge for a second.
Yes.
Someone says, ask Bill and Sip if they want to come up on Sunday morning to Columbus to watch the bridge get blown up.
Oh wow, they're blown up.
I think you have to be there for sure for that.
Sip,
this is your city.
First of all, this is his river.
It is.
The Loop River is his river.
Oh, in a lot
he's
of ways.
A son of the Platte and a son of the Loop also.
Yes. Whoa. Mine's the Dredge, which is the Logan River.
Mine's the Big Blue.
And the Big Blue.
Big Blue River.
I'm freaked out by what you're telling me. I'm not probably going to go. But
apparently on Sunday, per the breaker, the bridge is getting blown up.
That's possible, I guess I would go.
You know, everybody only think about that. You only get one river. You don't get to have two.
Not real.
Now you have what's your
Platte and Loop are right there. That's the thing.
Doesn't matter though. You've always been Loop.
Always been Loop.
You were like the Platte didn't exist and it's literally 1 mile away. It's like it never even happened. You're like, no, I was at the Loop. And when I drive over the Loop, they'll be like on like say like this weekend or Saturday, a normal Saturday, not explosion Saturday. There would be 4 or 5 airboats and there would be people everywhere. It's like that's their beach.
Mm-hmm.
That's their beach.
That's
drive
right,
across the same bridge, just down a mile, drive across the Platte. There's nothing going on.
There's nothing.
No.
Now, our spot was down a way, so I wasn't in that kind of party cove, but I was out there a lot, doing stuff.
Tell me what was it? Tell me what.
Don't ask too many questions. Because
this gets me back to Atlanta Hawks. Is it Gus Johnson with the movie?
Oh, what the movie? Oh, yeah. Was it Eddie Johnson?
Eddie Johnson. Sorry,
it was Eddie Johnson. Remember the guard?
Yeah.
And they would. They did profiles on the guys.
Let's do it real quick.
I will. I just want to lead up to it.
Yes.
So I can get it right. They did profiles on the guys. And Eddie Johnson, they asked him, what kind of movies do you like? He goes, I like scary movies. You know, kind of freaky thing.
Say it like that. That's how he said it.
Exactly. Why did he say it like that?
Dude, it's just so good. Oh,
freaky
that's
things.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it was a big part of my childhood.
That's right up you at the Lincoln Country Club. Oh, man.
Oh God!
I wonder if Paul Phillips has any idea he's been put on the Mount Rushmore of Lincoln.
I gotta.
Would he accept that invitation?
Are
or that honor?
We're not off on that. I don't think.
No, we're not.
Abel's like the business tycoon.
Of course,
right? I mean, what about Tom Peed though? I mean,
no, Tom Peed better be in that conversation.
Right? Tom Peed's in that conversation.
Oh, 100%.
Maybe that's it.
Maines, Peed, Abel.
Phillips.
That's the
Mount Rushmore of Lincoln.
There we go.
Nailed it. That's it.
What's a beautiful Mount Rushmore.
Well, and what'd you do? Well, I was
start sculpting it now.
I did this amazing amount of things. And you, sir, I'm a one-man band.
I played the bar scene.
I played the bar scene, and he's that famous. God.
If
someone could please text
he's
Paul
famous.
Phillips and let us know.
The Mount Rushmore.
Let him know that he's on the Mount Rushmore.
Should.
And they are again, Steve. Read the four now.
Well, Jim Abel, Tom Peed, Mel Maines and Paul Phillips. I think we got it.
I think we got it.
Is there anybody? Yeah. Is there any pushback?
I mean, people are going to say, Shimmick may be in the conversation.
He can't put two from 10, 11.
He said he's in the conversation.
He's in the conversation.
He's not in the top four, though.
He's in the conversation. He has to be. I agree, but he's not going to make it.
Shimmick's in there. Yeah, you can't just load it up on media.
No, you can't. That's fair.
Who? Anybody else on there?
Kent says Dennis LeBlanc on the.
That's so gold.
Well, I mean, the one thing we are missing, like, you know, Bob Devaney or Devaney, Tom Osborne.
Someone says Tom Osborne.
Yeah. Curiously left off.
Curiously left off because he got bumped by Paul Phillips.
You understand.
You understand. Tom would understand.
He would.
I don't know if he would.
Actually. So I'm not on the Mount Rushmore. Huh?
The show's took a turn.
Three titles ain't good enough for you. For the Mount Rushmore.
Is Phillips that good? Played Brown Eyed Girl.
Brought five national champions. Brought the entire fame to the state. And
North Palm
didn't make the Rushmore.
Didn't make it.
Honorable mention, Tom. Good luck next time.
You're right there with Shimmick.
you're in the conversation.
You're on the outside watching the sculpture go up.
We're in air there. Yeah, we're fine. In air.
Oh, that is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738
I don't know how that happened.
You need
Joey!
You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, someone to run their sprayer for you. 738-AG runs the whole show. Custom application included. 738-AG.com.
Joey's the Roseanne Vertisca of ag.
I'm sorry.
Because Roseanne Vertisca, what she does is Christmas shopping is done. I mean, right now, it's in the books.
I love that.
It's in the books.
I love people
it's
like
It's in
that.
The books. And that's what you have to be with She's ag with Joey. Talks about seed. Right now, somebody goes, seed? Harvest time. No, you better have the stuff ready to go next year. Mm-hmm. Better have your plan in place. That's what Joey is. Joey's the Roseanne Vertisca of ag.
God.
Things done. Oh, yeah. She shops, Christmas shops, year-round.
I love that.
So, I mean, literally, if it's February, she's gone, I'm half done with shopping for next year.
God, that's I'm jealous.
And things are also put away and labeled.
I was going to say, the key thing, if you buy it early, you got to don't lose the stuff.
She has a certain spot where everything goes and everything's labeled.
Roseanne
Vertisca, Larry's mom.
John weighs in. Scott Young in the conversation. You know Scott Young? Oh, wow, that's awkward. He was another media person.
Oh. Don't know that name.
Food bank. Wow, he's a big, tall guy. He's 6'8".
He's watched the sculpture go up. He's not on the sculpture.
Yeah.
John, forgive the guys. Yeah. John Mabry. Thank you, John Mabry. Yeah. We got to be careful.
He left Tom Osborne off the Mount Rushmore.
We can't get Scott Young on there if Osborne's not on there. And Devaney, obviously, too. So now we're in a pickle.
We got Paul Phillips, though, on the
but Paul made it.
Without him, he was number one on the list, wasn't he? He was the first one.
Seemingly was number one.
Seemingly number
or
one.
Mel Maines, one of the two.
They're one and two.
God, Mel Maines.
By the way, I told you that. So Jesse from the hotel we were at, the residence inn.
He can't be on.
Jesse, we love you. But Jesse,
I play you ain't on it.
Jesse from the Marriott.
I golf with him day one at the Pistol because he's from Bienes. And he told me, he did not know that he was neighbors with Mel Maines. He said one time he broke his window playing basketball and Mel came out and just kind of looked at him. Didn't yell, didn't say anything. But
stern look.
He was...
I can see
the ball ricocheted off the hoop and somehow went, I think, into the car of Mel Maines and like busted out a window.
Oh, a car window, not a house window.
I think it was a car window, is what Jesse said. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jesse, but some sort of window was busted by the basketball of next door neighbor.
Me
Jesse
and Steve
to Mel
felt
Maines.
That you were trying to get Jesse on the.
No, I was not.
Jesse. I know Devaney didn't make it, but maybe Jesse from the Marriott
does a good job.
Does a good job. He's really good.
I mean,
really
seen the good. Lobby.
Yeah,
it's in the conversation,
it's incredible. They have chocolate milk.
We did forget Weird Wally.
Oh well, no, you can't.
No, he wouldn't be.
Can't.
He's watched,
but he's worth is was worth a mention. It's worth a mention.
He's with Ken and Shimmick and Osborne on the outside looking in. It's okay, Weird Wally.
Imagine the second one.
You had your
we got Shimmick, Osborne, Weird Wally.
That's the second round.
Second round.
They're all over town. Yeah. All sorts of them.
No.
We did not have access to practice yesterday, Sip. Any
news?
Any news that you've
heard
of from practice?
This is really awkward.
You always hear things because Sean hears things.
No, I not a lot. Not a lot. I mean, It was a no. Come on, it was a no pads practice. It's there.
Why is that awkward?
Because there might have been something, but I'm not. I don't want to get into what I. You can't. You know, you got to be.
Will you tell us off air?
I might tell you off air.
Okay. Well, people are texting about it, so I think.
Oh, well, yeah. There's always
going on. There's rumors.
I will tell Bill this and you. I don't know, 30 years of doing this. Every camp, there's some injury where there's no media access, and then it's just a big rumor. And I just say, can you just wait till the coach addresses it? Because sometimes when what you find is it's not as bad as you think, or it didn't even happen.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of an awkward situation.
For those addressing
I just prefer at age 59 to be somewhat responsible in these conversations.
He's aging gracefully, Bill.
You
Look at that.
Thank you, Steve.
You are aging gracefully.
Well, I mean, yeah. I don't... And Bill understands because he was in it. Sometimes you're wrong, and then it affects the kid's family. Like, the kid's dad hears it, and he's like, wait a second, what happened? Nothing. I don't know what those guys are talking. I've seen it happen like that before. It does.
I agree. I mean...
Do you?
I really do. I'm just perplexed. I'm wanting to see Paul Phillips right now.
Well... I don't, let's just, we can talk about that. We're going to have to, there's going to have to be a discussion about that whole August 8th thing. Somebody just waved, by the way.
What's the problem about August 8th?
Yeah.
Because Phillips and Casey and the Sunshine Band.
We're going to Casey and the Sunshine Band. That's been established for months.
Okay.
And we're going to Lee's Chicken, and we're going to Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Okay, we'll see.
You can't be backing out.
Well, we don't need to talk about this right now.
Now it's getting uncomfortable.
Now it's very uncomfortable. I talked to Ellie's dad, Derek, and he has tickets bought for the entire family already, purchased.
Derek.
Yes. We don't have our tickets purchased
I don't
yet,
think
Jake.
That we do, Bill.
And so what do we need to do with that?
I hadn't even thought about that. I mean, you can't just show up.
I wonder if we can get a wing special at Lee's Chicken also.
You can't just show up at the...
Yeah.
Do they have traditional wings at Lee's?
I've not eaten there in probably 20 years.
I didn't know that. I would.
So I don't know.
I didn't know if they would have.
They have a
honestly.
Big chicken in a gravel parking lot.
They do.
I think that's about as good as life gets.
That is pretty.
I don't
cool.
know how when you talk about what do you guys got going on at your place. That'd be one.
I don't know if they have wings though. I'm not married to wings. I can eat regular chicken.
I think anytime you have chicken, you're going to have a wing. I think that when you're known for Lee's chicken,
yeah. But at the wing places they don't have traditional chicken.
True.
It's true.
We need to look at the Lee's Chicken menu. I mean, there's a good chance they have wings there, but we're not positive there.
That was Lee's Chicken is a location when people would come to town from out of town, they would make their way to Lee's Chicken.
I know.
It was a destination.
They still do.
It was a destination restaurant.
And I can say I've never been there.
I'm at one. You're at zero. Bill's had how many?
I walked in
like
one
30.
Time.
Okay, so Bill's
not
got,
30,
Bill's
but
got
I've
the
been
group
there a
covered
lot.
Here at
You've been there 30 times?
Yeah, Lee's Chicken. You kidding me?
He's got his cover at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, I walked in one time and it was really busy. I was in my 20s. It was really busy and I walked out. Oh. So that's exciting. I remember seeing
Mount Rushmore,
the owner of Lee's Chicken.
It's too bad that Shimmick couldn't make it on there. Tom Osborne.
Fine.
Next time, Tom. Yeah. Next time. When we come back, I want to look at this article about values of football programs next, an early break in the ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.